भला कैसे ओम शांति ओम शांति।
संयोग के बच्चों से मिलने आए
बाप दादा हैज कम टू मीट हिज चिल्ड्रन हु आर ऑलवेज seated on the heart throne of the Father, always in his remembrance. The children have love for the Father, that much the Father has also love for his children. The Father gives immense love to all his children. He gives equal love to all the children. However, the children imbibe the love according to their capacity. This is why even the father has to say that remembrance to the children, number wise remembrance to the children.
अमृत वेले से निकलते
the children express their deep love for the father, especially at Amrit Vela, and they also experience the love from the father at Amrit Vela. This is why Amrit Vela time has been kept for experiencing the love. This is why the period of Amrit Vela is fixed for all the children. It is the beginning of the day, the time to experience Amrit Vela is the time to experience the love of the father. And because at that time the love for the father is merged in everyone's heart, this is why at that time no other love attracts the children, or love for no one else attracts the children. If at that time there isn't complete love in the heart for the father, there is a little bit of vacancy or empty space, which means the love taken from the father is also incomplete or half. And because there is vacant space in the heart left, Maya comes in different forms and tries to attract you towards either people or objects. That is, in both these forms,
one sunny
omen maya attracts and makes you have love for them. People and objects. Many children. Tell Bab Dada. That they ask Bab Dada that Baba, why does Maya still come to us?
Master, Sarva Shaktivan Banke.
We have become Master Almighty. Master Almighty, then there is no question of Maya coming to you. However, if it comes, then there is a reason. The reason is that at Amrit Vela, which is the beginning of the day, at that time
Parmatam Sani Sampuranupse,
there isn't love inculcated in the heart for the Father. For example, if a pot is half full only, then there will surely be a sound made because of the upheaval in the water. You do wake up early, you do keep the aim, you do sit to remember the Father, and you also tell Baba. Baba, just one Father and none other. Don't you say this? Do you? Do you say it from the heart or do you say it only on your lips? So the children reply, from the heart. Then Baba says, if you say it from your heart, then What is the reason for other attractions? It surely must be that there is attraction for human beings or for objects as well. There is love for them more. This is why they attract you. It is because the love for the Father isn't complete in the heart. That is, the heart is not completely full with the Father's love. Someone would give you a diamond and in one hand. If, for instance, someone would give you a diamond in your one hand and in your other hand give you a ball of mud. Sorry, if someone would give you would have a diamond in his hand and he would give you that, and in his other hand he would have a ball of mud and he would want to give you that. Now where will you be attracted? Will you be attracted towards the ball of mud or will you be attracted towards the diamond? No one will like to play with a ball of mud. Everyone will be attracted towards the diamond. Therefore, what are waste thoughts? Is that a diamond or is it mud? Like mud. It's mud. That means you play with mud. You have formed a habit of it. Is that the reason? What is attraction of human beings? Isn't that mud as well? Because the body is made up of five elements. It from dust it has come, to dust it shall go. Though it may seem very beautiful. It may be that one's face which is beautiful attracts, or maybe someone's speciality attracts, maybe someone's virtue attracts, but still this is why some say that they have no other attraction, they have love for no one else. But for that particular person there is special love and attraction because of his or her quality, her or his virtue. That means that virtue has influenced, has it not? It has impressed. Or they say this one has very good speciality of doing service. So because of this one's speciality of service, there is a little they may not use the word love, with love, but then they try to say it in other words. But whatever it is, if there is an attraction towards any human being or any object, and that pulls the intellect again and again, thoughts are created about that one. This too, this too is attraction. The thoughts could be, if this one would be with me at the moment, it would be so nice. Even to think like that, this is an attraction too. It would be so nice if he were with me at this moment. So it's because his attraction towards someone's service. But who is the bestower of this service? Is it that human being? Or is it the Father who has given you that service? Who has given you the service? Has that human being given? And that is why you say he's very good, it would be good if he were with me, he's so good. Well, it is all right, that's not bad to say he's good. But whenever someone's any speciality is observed, his virtue is observed, his service is observed, then at that time the bestower should not be forgotten. Who has given him that? Because that person is the one who has taken. He's not the bestower. Without that person having become the father's child, or without having become Baba's child, how would he have that specialty of service or any virtue? Would it have come otherwise? Does it come otherwise? Without becoming Baba's child, or do you bring that speciality from your laukik world? Does this specialty come in Agyani life, when one is not in Gyan, the specialty of serving souls spiritually. Now this speciality cannot be of anyone in the world. When someone is not in Gyan, even if someone is not in Gyan and he has some speciality or some quality, some virtue, then too after coming into knowledge, in that speciality, in that virtue, if knowledge isn't filled within, then that speciality or that virtue will not be useful in the worldly sense, because only when there is knowledge filled in that specialty, then that specialty is really revealed. But who has given the Gyan? Who is the bestower? It is Baba. So whom do you like more? Do you like the bestower more, or do you like the one who has taken that speciality more? If you say Baba, then why are you attracted towards the one who takes that speciality from Baba? Many children say so sweetly to Baba, they say, or they even say it in front of the dadis, they say, Dadi, I don't have any attraction for that particular soul. It's just because of service we meet and we talk. So it's only because of service. There's little, and they stop there. And in this way they give that excuse and think that it's not anything wrong. However, any this type of attraction, which may be either for one specialty or service or virtue, but this attraction, which may not be much today, that will increase and increase. And if not today, then tomorrow, where will it take you? Where will it take you? To some, it takes them even back to the old world. But for majority, it does not go that far. For majority children, that attraction makes them go towards carelessness. And then they think. That, well, this doesn't matter, it's okay. These things happen. And then they even try to explain to Baba. They tell Baba, Baba, you are not in this corporeal world. Brahma Baba has also become Avyat. And you, Shiv Baba, are only a point of light. But we are in the corporeal world and we have such a big body. And everything is to be done through the body only. So, we are in Sakar and you are in angelic form and in corporeal form. Now, somebody is needed in the corporeal form. And if not many, at least one person I should have who should be with me. Not even one person, Baba? At least one person. Baba is asking those at the back, what do you say? Do you need one person at least? And they say no. And Baba says, yes, I think you need at least one person. Baba thinks like that too. You need someone at least. And someone says, Baba, you are enough. Baba says, of course Baba is there, but don't you need at least one human being in the corporeal form to help to be with you all the time? Because so many things happen, so many obstacles come, many thoughts come in the mind, and the mind becomes heavy. And it's necessary to lighten the mind, to share what's in the mind with someone else, because till then it's not possible even to have yoga. So what should I do, Baba? So Baba also has a question, what should be done then? At such a time when the mind is heavy, then whom to lighten the mind with if the mind is heavy? And one is not able to do yoga at that moment, then what should he do? Unless he vomits out to someone, how will he feel light? Because if he doesn't, then he'll feel very heavy. What do the doctors say? If someone is feeling very uneasy and this indigestion, and shouldn't that person vomit out or should he just swallow in everything? What do the doctors say? Are there any doctors sitting here? Should they vomit out? Should they vomit? And doctor is standing up and saying, yes, they should vomit. So doctor is also saying, yes, they should vomit. Okay, well, that's about the body. But all of you are the doctors of the mind, aren't you? Where vomiting is concerned, if it's physical, well, you have to vomit. But what about if it is in the mind? if there's any confusion in the mind, then what should you do? Where should you vomit out? They say we should tell Baba. They say you should vomit out to Baba, in front of Baba. Ram Shlok says we should go to Baba's room. Baba say you all will go and vomit in Baba's room. About it. Will you vomit in front of Baba? No? Then where will you vomit? At least there should be some place. Say, where will you vomit? I don't know what that person said, but Baba is saying in reply, if that one is not there, then well, Baba takes the side of the children. Yes, you do need someone to whom you can tell your problems, lighten your mind, don't you? Don't you need someone? Or you don't, do you, or you don't need? Say. And someone says, no, we should tell Baba. Then Baba is saying, supposing Baba doesn't hear you, then? If Baba is not hearing you, then won't you need human beings to tell to? Many children complain, don't they, that we tell Baba many things, but Baba never heard me, because Baba didn't reply. What to do? Actually, if God's love, God's powers are complete in the heart, that is, the heart is full with them, then there will not be attraction towards anything. Some say it is not attraction, but it's just that I like it, that's all. Not that there is an attraction, but I just like it. So what does that also mean? It's not attraction, but there's a liking. You like it. What is this? Should Baba permit you to at least have a liking, if which may not be an attraction, to sit with that one, to talk to that one, to make that person do service? Do you like it? Should Baba permit you to do that? Should Baba permit you? Say the Pandavas? Should Baba permit you? Yes or no? No? Those who think that they should be permitted for that, because we haven't become complete yet, we are still effort makers, we should be given some permission. Should you not? Mother say, your grandchildren, to take service from them, you like them, should Baba permit you? Those at the back say, Bab Dada can give you permission. Yeah, he may not give you permission tomorrow if you ask, but today he's ready to give you permission. Do you want permission? Those who think that, yes, Baba should give us some permission, there should be some slackness. Raise your hand. You may not raise your hand because you'll feel ashamed. But if you think that Baba, we do need some leniency, some slackness, we should not be so strict, then you may write a letter to Dadi, personal letter to Dadi, maybe not even write on a slip and give to Dadi. Don't tell Dadi, Dadi, I need 5 minutes of yours. Don't say like that. But just write on a slip and give to Dadi. Then Baba will see the slips and Baba will call them, and there will be a gathering of them. It will be good, won't it be? What did those at the back say? Yes or no? Should Baba permit you? Those at the back say? They're all saying, nah, no. See, a photo is being taken. And all of you are saying no. And but if you still do it, even after having said no, then what should Baba do? What is this video cassette? Well, what is this video cassette? So it's being recorded in the cassette too. And but if you to still do it, then Baba will show you that cassette that you said no, then what, and still you did it? Will you remain safe? Are you sure? or little bit weak, little bit strong, thoda kaccha, thoda pakka. Even the other day, Baba mentioned that this season is going to begin the Diamond Jubilee year. Therefore, in this season, you have prepared many programs for the gold, for the Diamond Jubilee, in the form of melas, fairs, conferences, this, that. But Bap Dada, in this Diamond Jubilee, wants that you celebrate one special program too. Are you ready to celebrate that special program? Bap Dada wishes that in the Diamond Jubilee, every child, whether he is 2 years old in Gyan, or 60 years old in Gyan, or maybe 2 months old in Gyan, whether someone is a teacher, whether he is a student, whether one is surrendered, or whether he is in a householder, but in the year of the Diamond Jubilee, the main promise which all of you have made, the promise of purity, that we will purify even matter until, haven't you made this promise? Or is it only Baba's task to purify matter? Isn't it your task too? Aren't you Baba's companions in this task of purifying even matter? Or as some children, they say, they are very clever, they just put their hand and say, yes, yes, I'm giving my full hand, but they just put the hand very softly and they think, and they say that I'm fully cooperative. So Bap Dada wants that Bap Dada wants that every child should be free of any type of attractions, whether towards human beings or towards objects too. You may use the instruments, equipments which you have, that's another thing, but to be attracted towards them, to be then attached towards them, this is another thing. Baba wants that everyone celebrate attachment free year. Attachment free year. Just like anger free year last year, this year attachment free year. Will you be Baba's companions in this? Will you cooperate with Baba in this? Those sitting in the corner? Those sitting on this side as well? Will you help Baba in this task? To celebrate attachment free year. Say the teachers. Will you then not give any other excuse that this because of this reason or that reason? Let it be any reason. Even if the Himalayas fall down, doesn't matter. But you can save yourself even from the falling Himalayas. Do you have that much courage? First the teachers should answer. The students are happy when the teachers are spoken to by Baba, and this is very good. Baba's talking to our teachers. And teachers are of course Baba's companions.
Teacher,
why did you become a teacher? So that you could become fully cooperative.
The teachers, 99% lucky, yeah, 100%
for teachers, should Baba say they are 100, should they be 100% free of attachment, or 95% will do? Should Baba permit 5% attachment? No? At least 5%, not more. Double foreigners say, should Baba permit you to keep some attachment? No? No one is saying yes. Baba, at least little bit. Bhaktata is ready to give you permission. But only for today. Because in today's world, in today's world, very soon in the future, all these big Dharmatmas and Mahatmas, the big Gurus, even their purity foundation will begin to shake. Even their foundation of purity will shake. It will not be strong, even for the so-called great souls of today. And at the beginning, when Brahma Baba became instrumental, at that time, why was Baba defamed so much? For what reason was Baba defamed so much at the beginning? It was because of purity. Otherwise, in the past life of Baba, before Baba got Gyan, No one had even the slightest courage to say anything against Baba. Not even elderly people had the guts, the courage to point out towards Baba about anything. And he had such a great personality. But But afterwards Baba was defamed. It was all because of purity. And because of the newness of God's knowledge. Because purity is the newness of God's knowledge. You say it with intoxication, don't you? That husband and wife who are compared with cotton wool and fire, they can live together and still be unaffected. And Baba is asking the couples to raise their hand. Yes, lower your hand. Do all of you couples challenge? Or do you say, Baba, a little fire will be can be incinerated, but we will try to extinguish it? Or do you make a challenge? You challenge the whole world in your speeches too, don't you? That without purity, we can never become jnani souls or yogi souls without purity. This is your challenge, is it not? Those couples who think yes, it's a challenge that we are pure and we will always be pure. Raise your hand. Good. So in one group, Baba has so many companions. Therefore, in the Diamond Jubilee year, what will you do? What will you do in the Diamond Jubilee year? You have to become free of attachment. Last year it was anger-free year. But still, Bab Dada saw some children playing little games with anger. Still, Baba left you. He excused you. And those who did keep the attention, to them, whether they are of Bharat or from abroad, because even those from abroad, the double foreigners, even they have made very good efforts, and at this moment all the double foreigners are remembering Madhuban. At this moment the intellect is with Madhuban. So those from this land or from other lands who obeyed Baba's direction and experienced anger-free life practically, they proved to everyone too, they showed to everyone, to all of them, बाप दादा congratulates them much more than multi-million times. You all must have also experienced that those who made a determined, those who made a promise very strongly to them, Bab Dada, even to them, they got extra help also from Bab Dada. Therefore, don't think that, well, it was for 1 year and we were free, and now we are free, we can do anything. No. You experience yourself to be free from attachment, then you will become free from anger automatically. Why does anger come? You want something and you are not able to get it, or your desire isn't fulfilled, then you get angry. The reason for getting angry is the thoughts which you create, whether they are the right thoughts or the wrong thoughts, but they are not fulfilled. Then also anger comes. For example, you want that whenever there is a conference, whenever there is a big function, a big program, I must get a role. After all, when will we get a chance then? We are also serviceable. We do this, we do that. When will we get a chance? So now this is your desire, and you also signal to your seniors, but maybe you are not given a chance in spite of telling. Then at that time you get upset, you get irritated, don't you? Maybe you may not get very angry, you may not speak bitter words, but if someone refuses your offer, you have waste thoughts about that one, don't you? will you have waste thoughts? Then is that purity? It's not purity, is it? To offer yourself, to give your ideas, to tell your views, well, for that everyone is allowed, everyone is permitted. But those ideas or thoughts should not be converted into a desire. When thoughts are converted into desire, then irritation comes, or sometimes even angry words are spoken, and sometimes even hands and legs are used. They start beating one another. So, to give your idea in a very selfless way is okay. There shouldn't be selfishness whilst giving the idea that I've said it and therefore it should be done. That should not be the way. You may give your offer. That's not wrong. But don't go into too many questions of why and why not. Then what happens? There is jealousy, there is hatred, then all these vices come one after the other. Therefore, if you have made a promise to keep up to purity, then any type of attraction or attachment or desire, even that is part of impurity. You may give your idea, that's fine, but your selfless idea or view will definitely work. But if there is selfishness in your offer, or if your offer is based on jealousy, will lead you to anger. So what will the teachers do? Are you free of attachment? 100% free of attachment? You're not saying Hanji. Double foreigners, are you free of attachment? 100% say Hanji. Not saying Hanji? Say Hanji at least in front of Baba. No. Bab Dada watches wonderful things on his TV. Now 60 years are being completed, but even up to now, up to now, whatever has not, what has never happened before, even such types of games are being watched on Baba's TV. Baba seeing his children do it, which no children had done earlier, but now they are being done. But be careful, Baba says. Keep in mind, if you have the slightest attachment towards anyone, even in your dreams, then that too should be finished. It should not come even in your dreams. Some say to Baba, Baba, we get dreams but we never bring them into action. But if there are dreams about attachment or any attraction, then at that, before retiring to bed, you must have slept very carelessly. Many tell that during the whole day there were no thoughts at all, nothing happened to them. But still, why the dream came? Now it means that you have to check that before you went to bed, did you give your whole day's accounts to Baba before retiring to bed? Did you empty your mind before going to bed? Or was it that because you were so tired and you went lie down in your bed and went to sleep without giving your day's accounts to Baba? Then that is carelessness. Maybe you did not commit any sins and you had no other thoughts as well. But this is the punishment for your carelessness. Because it's God's, Baba's direction, His Srimad, that before going to bed, make your intellect completely empty, whether whatever has happened, good or bad, you should surrender that to Baba and make your intellect completely empty. When you give to Baba, then it's finished. And then after you give to Baba, sleep with Baba. Don't sleep alone. You sleep alone, this is why you get dreams. If you sleep with Baba, then you will never get such type of dreams. Because you have obeyed Baba, but if you don't obey Baba, then instead of farman or obedience, instead of so if it is not farman, then it's arman. Baba's rhyming words, arman means like a regretance, a repentance. So if we are not obeying Baba's Srimad, then you'll have to regret, because in the morning when you wake up, you will say, oh, I had such a bad dream, it should not have come like that. And then maybe Amrit Vela is also not good. So what was the reason for that? Because you were careless before going to bed. Therefore do not be careless. Sometimes you just talk things here and there, and then after a long chat you just go to bed, because there is so much news to share and all that is waste, is it not? Many say, I don't have time during the whole day, but only when we are together at night, we meet each other only once, and that's the only time when we talk to one another. But never, never talk, waste talk and then bed. This is carelessness. This is disobedience. If you don't have any other time, then it should not be in your bedroom, but outside your bedroom, even for a few seconds. If you have to talk to someone, but let it be outside your bedroom, not in your bedroom, not whilst lying down you're chatting. Many children have a habit, because Bap Dada sees everyone, how children sleep. Bap Dada watches that too. If Baba wants, he can have a glimpse of the whole world in 1 second. How children are sleeping, how they are talking to one another, what they are talking to one another. Bap Dada sees everything. For Bap Dada it takes only 1 second. It does not take long. Baba goes on a round of every center of every family. It's not that he goes only to the centers, but he has the TV of even the children who are living in families. Baba
mentioned earlier about the beginning of the day, about Amrit Vela, and now Baba spoke about the end of the day before retiring to bed. So, if the beginning and the end are good, then the middle will automatically be all right. Did you understand? And many, they keep on chatting even till midnight. They are so engrossed in chatting that they don't even watch the time. And then they do get up at Amrit Vela, but at that time, half of the time they are in the world of sleep and half time in God's world. Because those who slept in a careless way, well, for them even Amrit Vela will be spent in a careless way. Don't think that nobody is watching me. Bab Dada is watching you. Because even in sleep one gets lots of peace and there is happiness too in sleep. This is why it's mixture of sleep and meditation. And if you are asked, how was your meditation? You may say, oh, I experienced so much peace. In other words, also means rest. If someone is sick, then what does the doctor say? Take rest. So when he says take rest, it means sleep. Go to sleep. So sleep also gives rest. It makes you fresh too, doesn't it? When you wake up after a good night's sleep, you say, I'm so fresh now. Then you may also have good yoga because you have slept well. Okay, all of you have come from distant places. In this group, those who have come for the first time in this kalpa, raise your hand. So many first timers. Yes, lower your hand. Majority first timers. little children are loved much more than the elders. And the first timers clap because they have been blessed. All the new ones who have come, you should make up now. What the older ones did in 10 years, you should be able to do in 10 days. Another blessing. And you can do it. Why? Because Pap Dada understands that when new ones come, they have great zeal and enthusiasm. And as they get older, you understood, the older ones understood, this is why they laughed. All the new ones, whether you are Kumaris or Kumars or living in the families, householders, those who are living in families, the householders, they have to actually make the Mahatmas, these sannyasis, surrender to them. You have to make them surrender to you because they will at the end sing your praise and say that you being living in your household, living together and still staying pure, and are moving forward with the power of purity, a day will come when these Mahatmas, Sannyasis, Gurus, Sages, they will bow before you. Well, this is a future cast, forecast. But be careful, remember your promise. Be free from attachments. Okay. All the teachers, raise your hand.
Some teachers are the
All the teachers are instrumental for everything. Aren't you instrumental? You know this lesson well. Teacher means instrumental. Even now, in this year, you have to be ahead even in becoming free of attachment. Become number one in this. Is it okay? Pakka? Yes, now clap. Bap Dada is also clapping in your favor or for you. Next, the Kumaris. All the Kumaris, raise your hand. All the Kumaris, raise your hand high. What will the Kumaris do? Kumaris have to become their own friend. The Kumaris have to become their own friends and be number one in freeing themselves from all bondages. Their names must have been noted. Did you note your name in the register? Did all the Kumaris note their names in the register? Who did not register your name? Are you not raising your hand because you're feeling shy? There was a class for Kumaris as well? Yes. From where the Kumaris have come, who are they? You know about it? Daddy says, yes, I know, we know, but we don't know their names. All the Kumaris should give their name in writing to you, Dadi is telling Ratan Mohini Dadi. Because Dadi Ratan Mohini is in charge of training for Kumaris. and then prepare a list of their names, and then Baba will see whether how many are really free of bondages. Kumaris, should your names be noted or is difficult? Those Kumaris who think that we will become free of all bondages and give ourselves in service, raise your hand. Now, their training will be kept. Now, even in Gyan Sarovar, trainings are being held. What will the Kumaris become free of all obstacles? Neither obstacle in the mind nor obstacle of family, of relatives. Free in a double way, physical as well as mental. Kumars, raise your hand. All the bachelors. You're so excited. Okay, lower your hand. There are so many Kumars. What speciality will the Kumars show?
Kumar aise apne ko tyag karo.
You Kumars should prepare yourselves in such a way, even if it's in your own places, wherever you may be, there you have to prepare yourself in such a way that you form a group, 400 in number, 500 in number, big group should be formed, and meet the big VIPs, the government, and let them know that so many young people, young men, are ready to uplift Bharat in particular and the world in general. They are doing constructive work and not destructive work. So 500, 600 youth should form a group and meet these big VIPs. Show them what you are. Let them know that you are on the side of constructive side. So how much time will you prepare yourselves? Even the government today is wanting the youth to be in the front, but they are not able to get such good youth, young people who will do the constructive work. And Baba has the youth, hasn't he? So the Almighty government can offer in a practical way a real example to this government. But you should be strong ones, not weak ones. It shouldn't be that you may say that I'm very good, but you're the one who lives with you, he complains about you and says that no, he isn't that good, he isn't very strong. Where is concerned about purity between couples, that is a different matter. But where your character is concerned, your behavior is concerned with your family members, in that your family members should be able to give a certificate that you are really very good. Are you ready for that? Those who think we are ready, in the Diamond Jubilee we will be ready, raise your hand. The hands are less than the previous hands. It is good. The teacher should give the certificate that in the Diamond Jubilee year, in the middle somewhere, not at the end, but in the middle of the year, the youth group should be shown to the government. Is it okay? Is it okay? 6 months should Baba give you? There are many more youths. 8 months. Because two months of this year as well. So 6 months of next year. So within 8 months, will the youth be ready? Say yes or no. And they say yes. And what will the half Kumars and half Kumaris do? The mothers, the married ones. What will you do? The householders have to give a new proof. They have to set a new example. All your family members who may be 4 or 6, your children, whoever is in your family, but everyone, that is every householder, should teach his children such values so that the children inculcate the values in their life and they too set a very good example in front of others. And these little children, they go in front of their school principal, headmasters, university heads, and approach them and show to them what they are. So in this way, the family men should prepare their children in such a way. They should be prepared in such a way that everyone gives a good certificate about them, not just the parents, but even their friends, even their other classmates. The teacher should give a good certificate about them. Therefore, family men, householders should prepare their children in such a way. And many little children do come to Baba and they come in Gyan, but they should be prepared with attention, given more attention. And a group of young children be prepared so that the children become the certificate of education, because the government at this time is saying, how can we prove that your institution is an educational institution, because you don't give out certificates. That's what they say. But let little children become practical certificates, and you can tell them that you people give out only paper certificates and here we have practical certificates. Did you understand? Yes, the Diamond Jubilee has to be celebrated not just like that. It has a meaning. Something has to be done in this year. Something new has to be shown. So that the government's eyes open, that these people are really something. So that they don't refuse you for anything. On the contrary, they offer you to help, to give their help. Just as when the Mahamandaleshwars came to Abu, the big gurus, what did they offer you? They said, actually they did say to Dadi that your ashrams are really doing the work, and we have so many big ashrams but we are doing nothing. Therefore we don't mind giving our ashrams to you, or the Brahma Kumaris come and use our ashrams and do the work. They actually offered their ashram. So let the different departments of the government offer to you that in our department you come and work and help. Your institution can do everything. This practical form you have to show to do. This is the task to be done in the Diamond Jubilee year. But remember the first promise. Do you remember? Which is the first promise? What do you have to become? Come. completely pure and free of attachment. Free of anger, free of attachment. If, for example, you keep beating your children, and you amongst yourselves, as between husband and wife, there isn't complete purity, you're weak, then how will the great Mahatmas, the sannyasis, bow before you? But as much you make the pillar of purity strong and strong in you, that much this pillar of purity will become a lighthouse, will do the work of a lighthouse. So all met, Baba? Anybody left out? Double foreigners. Bab Dada has great love for the double foreigners, and Brahma Baba in particular has great love for the double foreigners. Why has Brahma Baba got great love for the double foreigners, you say? Is Baba referring to Martin? Why has Baba Martin? Baba is asking you, Martin, why has Brahma Baba great love for the double foreigners? Double pyar, double love for the double foreigners. Why, Martin? Is it? Does Brahma Baba have great love? Why? Why double love? Shiv Baba loves the double foreigners. Brahma Baba loves double foreigners a double way. Why? Anybody can give an answer? Amongst the double foreigners, anyone to answer why Brahma Baba loves the double foreigners a double way? Why double love? See? What are you saying? Say loudly. Translate in Hindi. Say loudly. Let her speak loudly. Anyone else? Say something. Why double love for the double foreigners? Brahma Baba in particular. Meera, Babas are speaking to Meera. Say Meera. Did you understand? But do you feel, yes, Brahma Baba loves you double? Yes? Okay. Why? What must be the reason? Anyone else? Say something. You have a chance to speak to Baba. Because double foreigners do lokik as well as alokik job, therefore double love. That's what someone answered. But Baba, the answer you gave was good, but what you said was also good. But there is all more. Brahma Baba has double love for the children, for the double foreigner children. Because Brahma Baba was very quick in every task himself. He wanted everything to be done quickly, and he expected children also to do everything quickly. And double foreigners have got this sanskar of doing things quickly. The moment they come to Baba, they do the course and they very quickly become strong. And they become ready to open a center very quickly. Aren't you like that? You do everything very quickly. Here, the sisters, the brothers, they give a lot of training. Everything is a great deal. But double foreigners are quicksilver, very quick in service. This is why Brahma Baba likes such children. Baba was actually anticipating such children to come to him, so that those who come, they immediately enter into the field of service. And Baba's double foreign children are like that. In service, they come very quickly. They don't spend a lot of time before they enter Baba's service. However busy they may be, they have so much love for service, great interest in service. Now, you have come for service, haven't you? You have come here to prepare the museum. Double foreigners have this speciality. This is why Bab Dada has invited you in particular to come from so far to come here and prepare the museum. Isn't this your speciality? Do you understand, Martin? Isn't it your speciality? Martin is very quiet. Maybe, yes, you are realizing, but you are very humble. Therefore, you are not saying anything. But Baba knows your speciality. This whole group is very good. This one is also doing a great deal. David? Yes, David. David, raise your hand. David, the whole group, raise your hand. Those are working for the museum, come for the museum, raise your hand. It's four. Also, Brother Rick, five. There are more. Rick, also raise your hand. Yeah, Rick, two. Who else is there? Anyone else? Anybody else? Who has come especially for the museum? Anybody else? Mainly five. Raise your hand. Who else has come for the museum? Who else has come for the museum? Raise your hand. No? Who is it, Martin? Who else? Barbara. She's here. Barbara, Meera, raise your hand again. Barbara, Meera, Martin, David and Rick, raise your hand again, all five. Rick also. Rick too. You are special souls, aren't you? because you have come for a special task and you have been invited for that special task. Therefore, you have become special souls. Even otherwise, Pap Tata likes all of you very much. Even Shiv Baba likes you very much. But and also the whole Brahmin family likes you very much. When the Bharatvasis see the double foreigners, they too are proud of you. That see, Baba's children are there in the whole world, so they are also proud of you. So you have become the Sikhi Ladi of everyone, the long lost and now found in the whole family. Everyone is included. Baba give Yad Pya to everyone. Dada is not speaking to zones now, because to zones Baba keeps speaking. Today Baba spoke to Kumars and Kumaris and teachers and couples, double foreigners. Which zones have come?
Delhi
zone. All Delhi, raise your hand. It's nearly 600 Delhi. Yes, lower your hand. Which other group? Gujarat. Gujarat, raise your hand. Nearly 1,000. Gujarat is 1,000. Gujarat is more. 1,000. Which else? Bombay.
Maharashtra.
All Maharashtra, raise your hand. Another 500.
Gujarat, Delhi.
Gujarat, Delhi, Amo. Well, it has been distributed in this way. Maharashtra is no less, but this time few have been called and more from Gujarat and Delhi have been called. So those of Maharashtra have become very obedient and they have brought only that much number, as much they have been allotted. All the teachers. Oh, these are the Kumaris who celebrated the surrender ceremony. The teachers who celebrated the surrender ceremony the other day in Ahmedabad. Dadiji went to Ahmedabad, and these 19 teachers, Kumaris, they had the surrender ceremony in front of public of 6,000. 6,000 people, big program, and Daliji went there. So this is 19 Kumaris who have now become teachers. They have been living in the centers for many years, but this time officially surrendered to Baba.
Bet you
sit down. Baba Singh, not on the floor, sit on the stage. Chandrika Ben and Vedanti Ben were also two more. They too, Dadi called them and they had their surrender ceremony also. So 21 in number. Vedanti Ben went back to Africa. Chandrika Ben, Vedanti Ben are sisters. Eh? And Baba is saying, yes, Kumaris are praised a great deal. In bhakti,
aap sabhi ne kumaron ke charan bhi dhoye.
In bhakti, you must have actually washed the feet of kumaris, worshipped the kumaris. In India, kumaris are worshipped a great deal. They are considered to be goddesses, devis, shakti, durga. So the kumaris, you must have worshipped them. But, and now these kumaris,
Paramatam Milan or Paramatam Varsi ke Adhikari
are going to make souls the heirs to God's inheritance and God's love.
Sabhi kumariya.
All the kumaris, are you strong? Your photo is being taken. Hope no one is weak. Hope no one will go back to the old world. Are you strong? Are there that many flowers in this plate which could be given to all these kumaris? And Baba is saying, Baba wants the kumaris to come on the stage and Baba will give them a fruit, will give them a flower. And Baba says, remove this microphone. This is a beautiful song, Baba. You keep on giving us drishti in this way. And let us dive deep into the ocean of love, in the ocean of happiness. Let my eyes not shut. So that I fill these waves of happiness in my heart.
Bali.
Baba million times. Thanks, Baba, that you have made us belong to you. Our thirst of many births has been quenched. Baba, keep on meeting us like this. Keep on meeting us like this. And let me become the fragrance of heaven and spread in the world. Baba, we will meet like this in every kalpa. The string of love is so strong that we can never be separated from each other, even if Maya storms come. Baba, keep on showering the love to us like that. all these teachers are actually the teachers of Narayanpura Center, Chandrika Ben's center. This one is Gayatri Mataji. Gayatri Mata, she is the wife of a very big industrialist in India, Modi. Like we have Tatas and Birla, similarly we have Modi. She lives in Delhi. I don't know.
Drama, no sir.
according to the drama. You have been given this, the blessing of this speciality. If someone possesses an art, then let that art be used in service with the thought that this is a blessing from the Father. It is a blessing which the Father has given according to the drama. Baba has made you instrumental. So if you think in this way and do the task, then not only the task becomes easy to do, but it also becomes a success. Isn't it like that? So you are the blessed souls. And with that thought, move forward in service and use your speciality. It is Baba's blessing which is given to me. Baba has blessed me with this. Baba has blessed me with this. Let this thought come in your mind all the time. And then what will happen? It won't be your hands only working, but it will be Baba's power working through your hands and with your hands. Very good. The instrument souls here, the main brothers and sisters. Everybody knows the story, the daddies, the seniors, do they know the whole story, what it is going to be like? Nivebha is saying something, it's about the five ages and Nivebha is saying something to Baba. I don't know what he said. Baba is saying, very good. Baba is asking about Sandy. Rikva is Sandy. Oh, is it Barbara? To whom is Baba saying? Is Rik? Baba speaking to Rik? How is Sandy? Is she okay? She also has one speciality. That she always tries to keep herself happy. This is her speciality. Baba heard that she is undergoing an operation, is it? you tell her that when she goes to the operation theater, at that time she should not consider herself to be alone. Baba will be with her. And Baba is giving her help. You tell her Baba is with you and Baba is giving you help. And then everything will become easy, free of obstacles. She has become your very good helper and encourages you to move forward, and you encourage her to move forward. So she makes you move forward and you make her move forward. And with the help of both, things are going on well. So you give her special love and remembrance of the Father. Okay. You know, they show pictures of the Pandavas, very, very tall. Probably they saw you and made those pictures of the Pandavas, tall Pandavas. Are you okay? Good. Nirabai says he makes pictures of Shiv Baba with great love. Now he's working very hard, Baba's telling to David. And this one is also working very hard. Barbara. This family is also very lucky family. Very lucky family. Tamasin, Robin, Barbara, lucky family. This is Radha from Mauritius. The first jewel of Mauritius. You're happy, aren't you? That I am one of the beginning jewels. And you have taken blessings of so many souls. To all the Sikilade long lost now found children, the the elevated souls who are always merged in the heart of the Comforter of Hearts, Bap Dada. The ones who obey the instructions of the Father and in this way never regret themselves and also help other souls to never regret, the pillars of purity, the ones who make others, the ones who are strong and make others strong and with the light of purity become lighthouses themselves and spread the light all around to all such special souls. To the ones who have freed themselves from all attachments, who are very close to the Father, who stay always very close to the Father, to all such children, Bap Dada's Yaad Pyar and Namaste. To all the double foreigners living abroad in all four directions, to all the double foreign children living abroad in all four directions, Bap Dada, special Yaad Pyar. Why special Yaad Pyar? Because they send many, many letters of Yaad Pyar to Bap Dada all the time. So to all those who have sent their letters, to them also special Yaad Pyar, and those who remembered and sent their remembrance to their heart, to them too special Yaad Pyar.